Hey, Dodd, it's Jamie. Dodd? Dodd, are you here? What is this thing? If you want to see Dodd again, you will bring so much monies, so much, to this location. Huh. Oh, look, Bravely Default. I didn't know he got this game. Ransom for Dodd. Play Bravely Default. Save Dodd. Play Bravely Default. Hey guys, this is Jamie J.J. Johnston from ThisWeekInGeek.net. Also, I'm the co-host of The Prototype, and I'm here today to do a review on Bravely Default, rather than saving Dodd. You know what? JRPGs. I gotta play them. I'm gonna say this game's really good, and if that's all you were really hinging on is you wanted somebody from This Week in Geek to be like, yo, this is a good game, for you to run out and buy it, that's pretty much all you need. Go buy it if you're on the edge. For everybody else that wants to know, hey, what is this game? That's why we're here. So I'm just going to jump right into what this game is. Basically, think old school Final Fantasy, classic JRPG style. So turn-based combat, massive storyline, level grinding, like what we used to enjoy 10 years ago. Most RPGs have strayed away from this style, which it was so cool to see a game just bring this back and give it a great twist. I don't want to spoil anything for this review, because it is a JRPG, so it's like 90% of the game is about the story, because most people like to enjoy a story in a JRPG, because if you like level grinding and that kind of gameplay, you're insane, like me, because, I don't know, I think I put in like, in the first 2 days, I put in like 40 hours of just level grinding and having fun with the game mechanics, which I'll get into now. Basically, you know, turn-based battle. So you fight, they fight, etc. There's 24 jobs. So if you're familiar with the Final Fantasy series, because this is made by Square Enix, and I kid you not, if they had have slapped the title Final Fantasy, The Bravely Default, I would definitely have thought it was a Final Fantasy game, because like, this game is Final Fantasy. This is the Final Fantasy game that all Final Fantasy fans have wanted, just has a different name. So you got classic Final Fantasy jobs. You got Red Mage, Black Mage, White Mage. You got some new kind of, well, new spin-offs. So like, if you know Dragoons from Final Fantasy lore, they've called it Valkyrie here, so it's like a dragoon, but it's got some other abilities too, so it's kind of cool. Every single job has, like, you have your physical level, so your character's level, and then every job has a level, so it's kind of similar to Final Fantasy Tactics, in the sense that you can swap jobs on your four characters, and you can take abilities from jobs and equip them to the other job while you're, so like if you're a red mage and a better example, say you're a white mage and you want to be able to have black magic as well, level up your black mage and equip black magic to your white mage, so now your white mage is able to cast both high level white magic and high level black magic and basically kick major ass as a mage. Really cool. Basically that's all the same as most JRPGs back in the day. But here's the twist. There's all kinds of twists in this game. So many things that give it kind of a fresh new look at turn-based battle. The main thing that they have is called the Brave and Default system. So essentially, what you do is you can use either Brave or Default or just regular attacks and stuff. What this is default is like defend from other games. You go into a defensive stance and you store up a brave point. and essentially you can then spend brave points to have like a double turn. You can store up to 3 brave points in like half of the game. There is an ability to get more brave points, but basically you can defend, like take a defensive stance against this boss that's just wrecking your face with your whole party, and then maybe the boss has a weak point or something that is exposed after he's blown all his brave points. And then you're like, you know what, now we just full-on assault. We're going to take all 4 of those, like the 3 stored-up turns and our current turn, and just bash his face in with massive amounts of damage. There's a lot, like the game entirely revolves around this system. So like Red Mage's abilities, one of their ability is Revenge. Basically, if you're struck, you have a chance to gain 1 BP. This might sound overpowered as all hell, but it's not, because if you expend too much bravery points, so you can actually go negative. So you can start out the battle at 0 BP and be like, you know what, I'm going to use 3 extras. So you're going to be minus 3, which means that character can't act for 3 turns. And sometimes you need to do that just to be able to... Like, when you're level grinding, for instance, if you play it on hard, which I played it on hard because that's how I play games. I love playing them on hard, so this game on hard is actually really hard. The difficulty ramps literally every time you get to a new area. You feel like the normal monsters are kicking, like, they're just going to kick the living crap out of you until you level grind a little bit on them. And then you'll get up to the next kind of... tier almost, but if you play it on easy or normal, I'm sure you could probably just play it like a classic JRPG. You wouldn't have to grind like crazy. Anyway, back to combat mechanics. There's another mechanic called the SP system. I don't remember what the S stands for. P is obviously points. For people that are familiar with the 3DS, when you close it, you go into like a standby mode, and you can street pass people and gain benefits in the game. Well, this one, it's kind of more, hey, you took a break, so we're going to give you special points. So I think it's over 6 hours or 8 hours, you will gain 1 SP from just having your game on, but your cover closed. So it's encouraging keeping your 3DS with you, not only for Street Pass, but also for this SP function. Essentially, after that time, you'll gain an SP, which can be used. And when you use an SP in battle, so you'll hit the start button to activate SP mode, and it stops time and gives you 1 extra turn. So, and you can have 3 of these stored up. I think you can. You might be able to get more. I haven't played with it enough because you don't get SP very quickly. There is one way to get it quickly, which is one of the major things that pissed me off about this game. You can buy SP. So there is microtransactions in this game. And before you're like, microtransactions, fuck this, I'm out, like I almost did whenever I saw it, because it teaches you this very early. I have used 1 SP, and I played it for like a week straight, and I'm still playing it. I love this game. Like, replay value for people that like hardcore grinding and massive job customization and character customization, yeah, you could probably play this like 5 times over and not be bored. But yeah, the SP, you can buy it. It's for the very first SP, like, because I went into the menu obviously to check, it was 49 cents for 1 SP, which, yeah, it might help, but it's not needed. So it's one of those things of, you don't have to buy it, so who gives a shit? They just kind of threw that in there money-grubbingly. I don't know why, but... Which brings me to the gearing up system. It's extremely similar to most JRPGs, so basically you have... this is for equipment that's basic anyway, because the abilities, like I said, you've got your job, which has a base ability that is specific to the job. So like I said, with Red Mage, it's got Revenge, so you get struck, you have a chance to gain an extra BP, which is like an extra turn, mind you. For equipment, it's pretty basic. You've got your main weapon, you've got an off weapon, so you can dual wield. Any job can dual wield, but the ninja or something with a sub of the ninja traits, dual wield, doesn't get a damage penalty. So, like, you, basically your off weapon gets, like, a 50% damage penalty if you don't have that ability. You can use shields, all that. You have a hat, you have a body piece, and then you have an accessory. So, for abilities, you've got your job command, which... it's your fixed one, so your fixed job. Then you have a secondary job command, which you take from one of the other jobs. And then you have support abilities, which you can take from any of the jobs that you have leveled. And then your main job also has its specialty, so a lot of customization there, because you'll always be leveling things, and you'll always be getting more abilities, and you'll be able to customize. You can do crazy things, crazy combos, play the way you want to play. So for me, I'm a heavy attacker, so I'd like to try to obliterate my enemy before they obliterate me, and that doesn't work too well in this game. Just gonna point that out there. I've died a massive amount of times on the hard difficulty. For magic that you've got, so each job obviously has its own abilities and magic. Lots of cool things. Magic, you've got... well, you know what? I don't even need to spoil the magic, because it's all related to the jobs, and you'll unlock them. It basically, think Final Fantasy, though. So I'm going to get to a little bit more advanced stuff now, which, yeah, you know, that stuff wasn't advanced. You have some cool things that you can pull in from Street Pass and your friends that actually help you with the other game mechanics. So if you add a friend, which I'll throw my friend code up somewhere, basically you can take abilities from their character that they link with, they'll link to their profile, so you'll be able to grab the abilities I have equipped to him, and you can equip them via ability link. You'll link your character with my character, and they can now borrow some of my abilities. And then there, for the Street Pass, there's an entire system that is really cool. If you ever played Dark Cloud for the PS2, you got to rebuild your town in that game. So your town was destroyed, which one of the main characters, his town was destroyed. It's called Narende, and he wants to rebuild it. He's heading up the efforts to rebuild the town. And you can netlink with the internet and get 3 more civilians to help out every day. Basically, what they do is, it's a little mini game. You can go in, you click on whatever shop, so you could be like, okay, I want to build a weapon shop, so you click the weapon shop, you rebuild it, and then you can upgrade it, gaining ridiculously strong abilities, weapons, items. It's promoting walking around and meeting people, which I don't do too much. So the thing is, though, every building takes so much time to actually build, and every civilian that you put into it will decrease the amount of time needed. So back to specials. Every weapon has a special, which you can unlock more specials. But it's a special that you use to obliterate the enemy, basically. It's based on each weapon. So a dagger, usually used by thieves, you have to use items so many times. So, like, the first level of it is use 5 items, and then you'll have your special will be ready. For a sword, it's use, I think, 5 bravery attacks or 10 bravery attacks, and then your special will be ready. So each and every weapon has its own specific way to unlock the special to use it, which it stacks over battles. So you can go fight piddly crap monsters outside in a dungeon, use one item per battle. After 5 battles, you're like, okay, my special is ready, and you just save it. And then when you get to the boss, you're like, okay, everybody unleash their specials and just wreck this guy. In the specials, basically, you can get better specials, upgrade the specials, higher tiered specials from the special shop in your town. So everything comes back to, you know, work on your town, upgrade stuff, because it helps out you in your adventure. So the last thing that I can think of for combat is, once again, based on friends. It doesn't require friends, because those three people, or three civilians, or whatever you get from the internet per day to put into your town, it grabs three random people from the internet all around the world and uses them. And basically what you can do with this is you have, once per day, you can summon an ally, so summon friend is the actual command, and you can use the ability that they have uploaded for that character as another special. So, like, they can upload just attack, they can upload cure, they can upload one of those special abilities, they can upload, jump from Dragoon, or a magic attack, or they can do whatever they want to upload. And if you have actual friends that you have added, you could, you know, send them a text in real life and be like, hey, I'm getting messed up by this boss and I need magic. Can you upload a magic attack? So it's one of those things that it helps. It's not required, because, I mean, you can play and beat the game from your own strategy, but it's like, hey, I get once a day, I get my friends can help me out. Really cool, interactive, multiplayer kind of thing. It's not really multiplayer, but it's like multi-helpfulness? I don't know. New word. It's a new word of the world. That's, I think, everything for the combat system. As you can see, very in-depth onto thoughts of storyline. The storyline is pretty awesome. Without giving anything away, basically, there is plot twists, there is emotion, there is all kinds of awesomeness. I'm not going to spoil anything, because it's just that good, and it's... would be stupid of me to spoil it. If you're thinking about getting the game for just the storyline, you want to play it on easy, well worth it. Anyway, onto visuals. This game has taken a chibi style, so similar to, I want to say, like Final Fantasy IX, but it still looks really good. Like, it's got its own art style. It's really cool. The backgrounds are all almost like a painted style. The menus are very clean and crisp. They look very nice. You have your map down on your bottom screen of the 3DS, but everything's basically same format as most JRPGs. There's not a lot more to say about the visuals. Like, the CG cutscenes are cool. That opening AR cutscene, like, all of the AR stuff's cool. Everything looks right. It looks good. Onto the audio. God, I don't even know where to start. That sounded like I meant it in a bad way. No, it's really good. The audio for, like, the music, so good. It's got a Final Fantasy feel to it, and it's just, you'll love listening to it. And the voice acting, yes, this is a Final Fantasy, you know, quote unquote, with the main story arcs are all voiced. This is some of the best voice acting that I've heard in a long time from video games. There's a lot of emotion put into it. These voice actors definitely cared, or were being paid a lot to care. I don't know. Either way, they cared, which is all that matters to us. It's not even just like the four main characters. It's all of the characters in the game. Combat, for sound effects and stuff, menus, all that, it's... you know, it's there. It's good. One of the only sound effects that I have a nitpick over is in the menus when you go to use your magic and you want to cure over and over really quickly to get your guy's health up. That sound gets annoying after about the third one, especially if you're healing a full party with high regular potions, which are only 150 HP. And by the end of the game, you know, you got 9999. Yeah, it's annoying. Which... solution? Buy better potions. Use better magic. That's gotta do it for audio. For extras, most of them were all part of the game mechanics. Multiplayer extras, everything... I think I've explained most of it. You've got the Street Pass, the friend codes. They all integrate into the game. And, I mean... there's so much I could say about this game. But... there's no reason of me you hearing it from me. If you've been interested from all the stuff that I've said so far, if you're a fan of JRPGs, if you're a fan of turn-based combat with, you know, a sweet twist, like a new age twist, something different, something new, if you're a fan of Final Fantasy, because this game is basically a Final Fantasy game, I don't know why it's not titled Final Fantasy The Bravely Default, you're gonna love this game. I already convinced two friends to pick it up on the day that it comes out, because, you know what? When they hear me this excited about a game, yes, I am a Square Enix nut job, I am a fanboy, but I am at least willing to be like, hey, this game has faults. This game doesn't have a lot of faults. The only faults that it has, one, it has that microtransaction, which I already explained, doesn't matter. You'll never encounter it if you don't want to. The other downsides to it are really just if you don't like this style of game, if you don't like turn-based battles, if you don't like playing something for the story, you want more running and gunning and shooting, like, basically, if this genre is not for you in any way, shape, or form, like I said, if you want to play it on easy if you just want the storyline, and if you don't like the other mechanics, but if you even slightly enjoy JRPGs, this game is phenomenal, and I highly recommend it. I don't know if the other guys at This Week in Geek actually do a score for this, and I'm not a fan of doing scores. I'm not going to rate it, you know, 10 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 or any stupid numbers, because you know what? Opinions with numbers are stupid. Like, I've explained what I think about the game so far. The excitement in my voice says that I really like the game. I'm not going to give it a number, because, you know what? Design and stuff is not based... Well, okay, I guess there is numbers in design. Shut up. Yeah, so, I mean, Bravely Default for the 3DS. Really good game. If you're not into JRPGs, probably not for you. But if you like them even a little bit, definitely a must-have. This has been the most must-have since Pokemon and since Fire Emblem for me. I don't usually get too many games for my 3DS, but this one is definitely worth the money, worth the time, which, if you play it on hard, a lot of hours of gameplay for one playthrough. You could definitely play this multiple times, so much customization. So, I've been Jamie JJ Johnston with This Week in Geek, and have a good one.